Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show with Thaddeus McCotter and Malcolm Homeline. Oxford University, the city of Oxford, much in the news because of the virus, AstraZeneca, controversial virus for the Europeans. But there's another Oxford story that is a revelation. Thaddeus?
Well, Malcolm, I prefer mudlarking the Thames myself, but some other people have occupied their time digging underneath Oxford. What have they found?
So this was an interesting story because they weren't looking for a Jewish community or remnants of a Jewish community. And there are amazing records that they know the addresses and the names of the people who lived in Oxford 800 years ago. And they found that one house was registered to a Jacob Moses and another one to Elikin Basina. And what they found in doing these excavations was that these houses that belonged to Jews and a Jewish community who had been invited there after King William welcomed the Jews back, King William the Conqueror, who ruled from 1066 to 87, he invited the Jews in Rouen, northern France, to move to England. Whether he did it in order to collect taxes or for economic or other reasons is not clear. But the result was that Jews set up communities in various places around the kingdom, and the scientists who found this Jewish quarter surveyed all the bones that were found in toilet and trash and dumps in the area, found that there wasn't a single sign of any pig, no non-kosher things, or pots that were used for milk and meat together, which are signs of observance of the kashrus laws, the laws of keeping kosher. And it's really amazing that here in the heart of Oxford, you would find this remnant of a community. The pottery residue can be tested to see what was eaten and they were used for. So it didn't last long, it seems, the period, but because King Edward I expelled the Jews in 1290, and if they remained, they worshipped surreptitiously.
So we're looking at the 8th century Common Era, CE, to the 13th century, and they were expelled in the 13th century. Is that correct, Indiana?
That is correct. You know, Jews lived in Europe after the expulsion since Roman times and likely before, but there's no record of Jewish communities in England before 1070.
And the excavations are underway now. They probably will discover more. There are photographs accompanying these articles to show that they're just at the edge of discovering all these houses that remained intact. It's quite amazing, Malcolm, that something's left after 800 years. Malcolm Homeline, a.k.a. Indiana Homeline, the dusty chapeau, the bullwhip, the bag full of tricks. That is McCotter of American greatness. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.